Welcome to Colorado Traveler, a weekly peek at Colorado and the Rocky Mountain West, presented by Linda Duval, a Colorado Springs travel writer who has been exploring the world for more than 30 years.
Few sounds evoke Colorado's history more than the mournful call of a train whistle echoing through a canyon. It was by train that many settlers and miners came here, and commerce got its foothold on the state. It was by train that school teachers, preachers, and families traveled to create such communities as Georgetown, Durango, Silverton, even Denver, and Colorado Springs. Many Colorado trains run on narrow gauge rails, easier to build and navigate around steep mountain curves. But instead of hauling gold or silver-bearing ore, they now haul tourists who want to experience a bygone era. Most run from late spring to first snowfall. A few historic trains worth riding this summer include the Georgetown Loop. A short trip between Silver Plume and Georgetown once hauled passengers, mail, and supplies to the mining towns west of Denver. This 75-minute round-trip excursion makes one optional stop to let some passengers off for a tour of the Lebanon Silver Mine. A fascinating venture if you've never been in one. As the train loops around the high curved trestle that gives the loop its name, that clicking sound you hear is photographers shooting photos. And on the return trip, the restored engine plunges like a muscled workhorse up that last grade as it returns to the Silver Plume station. You can feel its power. The Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad runs from southern Colorado into northern New Mexico. It's a rocking, rolling, all-day affair with a stop for lunch. The train leaves the little town of Antonito, Colorado, at the southern end of the San Luis Valley, chugging its way out of the depot, whistle-tooting to warn cars at the crossing. "And we're off, like a herd of turtles," jokes the conductor, as the train zooms along at about 12 miles an hour over the 64-mile stretch that winds its way through the San Juan Mountains. Past sagebrush, pinyon trees, and rock outcroppings covered with lichen, the train rattles along with views of Baca Peak to the north. An hour later, the grade gets steeper and the landscape changes to aspens and conifers, blue spruce, ponderosa, and lodgepole pines. Because of the rocking motion, the confinement, and the length of the ride, this isn't really a good trip for young children or anyone who gets car sick. As the train ascends Cumbres Pass, the engine belches black smoke, which photographs nicely against puffy white clouds in a postcard blue sky. Just before the ghost town of Sublette, where the train stops for water, the terrain takes a dramatic turn. Sheer rock walls flank one side of the tracks, deep canyons the other. The last major uphill climb happens before the train reaches Osier and the midway point on Cumbres Pass. It's also where passengers gratefully detrain for lunch and an hour's respite, a chance to stretch their legs. The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad is arguably Colorado's most famous train ride, running from the cowboy town of Durango in the Four Corners area up to the old mountain mining town of Silverton. It's an all-day affair, too, with scenery varying from rushing streams banked with wildflowers to high, rocky outcrops. It also can be a dirty ride if you choose to sit in an open gondola, so wear old clothes. Burning coal to make steam creates cinders. Dress in layers because even if the day is warm in Durango, it can get quite brisk in the mountains, especially if you're in an open car. If all this sounds daunting, just ride in an enclosed coach. Though originally meant as a way to transport ore from Silverton to the Denver and Rio Grande in Durango, when the mines played out, it immediately began offering scenic tours as early as 1882. There's a two-hour stop for lunch and shopping in Silverton. Special events include the annual week-long True West Rail Fest celebration each August, this year August 14th through 17th. The diesel engine doesn't draw die-hard train buffs like the steam engines of some other trains, but visitors tend to give it rave reviews. And if you plan to go train tracking this summer, you better make a reservation soon. These rides into the past fill up fast.
Linda Duval is the former travel editor for the Gazette, a freelance travel writer and winner of several Lowell Thomas Awards. She is the co-author of Insider's Guide to Colorado Springs and writes a local website, Pikes Peak on the Cheap.